Tyler, tell me again about the hit after you made that catch. You turn around and what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I turned around. I had one-on-one with that guy, so I knew I had to make a miss, run him over. It's got to become a playmaker after that. I mean, I've been a playmaker my whole life, so I just looked at him and I saw how his feet were sitting, and I knew I could run him over. Then I ran him over and then made a play after that.
Two big plays early in the season. What do you attribute to that?
I mean, just hard work ever since I've grown up. I mean, I'm a very hard worker, one of the strongest, fast guys on this team. I just got a shot to prove it.
Tell me the story of growing up and playing against the older guys.
I have an older brother. Then we always had neighbors over, and I was in elementary playing with the high school flag football or doing something over there. I mean, it all contributes to my dad and Kenny Wise teaching me how to play football with everything you got and all hard. I mean, then tough and physical. I mean, that's everything I've learned is from those two guys.
So you can't teach speed, but did that certainly help you? I mean, you're kind of running scared. It's either get hit by big guys or run away, right?
But I was the smallest one out there usually. Then once I got a little older, I started getting kind of bigger towards the guys. But I mean, I would be the 100-pound kid out there running over a 200-pound kid. I mean, so I've always had the mentality, whoever's going to step in front of me, I'm going to knock them out. So
last one, how do you improve the offense?
Running backs need to step up. I mean, running backs need to take that on their shoulders. I mean, we've played, O-line's playing good, Maddie's making plays, and we just, with Russell out and then Miss Murph from last year, because he's in the NFL, we got to step up and make those plays that those guys were making last year.